שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאות.
שיעור בוקר תעביר הסירה התורנית מובילה מהונגריה.
The preparation for the morning lesson will be led by the 10 from Hungary. Other teams are going to be from Argentina, Tiberias, Queens number 1, Moscow number 2 and Petah Tikva 10, Hungary now.
Good morning friends. We are before a very important morning lesson. As Bala Solam told, we gather here to establish a society where each of us follow the bestowal, bestowing upon the Creator. We know that to achieve that, first we have to achieve the love of the others. And we ask you, friends, from all over the world, that increase the love to the European friends, because with your love we will be able to achieve a really high level of the unity. And on the high level of the unity, we will be able to achieve the bestowal to the Creator. Thank you, friends, and we hope that we will be really successful even on this morning lesson.
Recordings of the Rabash. We come to study. 10 people are seated here, or 9, or 11. All of them, listen, what did they come for? I have a little bit of will, desire. Let's say they have 10 grams of will. How can 10 grams help them to attain spirituality? It is said that there is a sgula, a special power. If there are 10 people, or sometimes 5, or 3, or 12, and they all connect as one unit, then each one of them is included in all of the rest. It follows that according to the adhesion of the society, so each one receives will or desire from the other. And it is the same with a bad society. It also acts to their detriment and also acts to their benefit. It follows that when we gather, each and everyone should think, what do I want from this assembly? What did I come for? Either I have some goal. Or that this is enough for me without a goal. And that is also good.
Barol, can?
It is, Rav. It's clear, right? Continue. I don't know what you want.
We'll read that excerpt again. We come to study. 10 people are seated here, or 9, or 11. All of them, listen, what did they come for? I have a little will. Let's say they have 10 grams of will. How can 10 grams help them to attain spirituality? It is said that there is a segula, a special power. If there are 10 people, sometimes there is 5, or 3, one of them has 5, one of them has 3, and they all connect is as one unit, then each one of them is included of all the rest. It follows that according to the adhesion of the society, so each and every one receives will or desire from the other. And also, with a bad society, it acts to their detriment, or it can act in their benefit. Workshop question. It follows that when we gather, each and every one should think, what do I want from this gathering? What did I come for? Either I have some goal, or it's enough for me like this, without a goal. And that is also good. Again, workshop question. It follows that when we gather, each and every one should think, what do I want from this assembly, this gathering? What did I come for? Either I have some goal, or it's enough for me this way without a goal, which is also good.
Rabash is actually describing to us precisely how we should be in the society. Obviously, I'm influenced by the friends, influenced by the society, whether if I know why I came here for, or if I'm confused, I don't quite understand it. But the integration in the society, integration of the friends, it gives me the power, the direction. And from there, I can advance, even if I come in such a state where I'm not even certain why I'm here.
First of all, I apologize for being late. I worked on something urgent upstairs. Rabash said, I like that even if one came here without a goal, just to be here with the friends and the source texts, that's also good, because we have nowhere else to run to. None of the pleasures of this world can compare to what we receive here. And we came here to draw the light, to be one kli, one soul in which the Creator is revealed.
And this question, what have I come for? It's not something you just ask once. It's something that you have to ask all the time, each moment that you come here. If it's for a lesson, for a meal, for Yeshivat Chaverim, if it's for an action of dissemination, what are you coming for? Because if we don't do this scrutiny, then we're missing out on all of the spiritual gain for which we have come.
Yes, because in the society, in the friends, in this assembly, this is the ideal state to begin the work. And if you come with the purpose, without a goal in mind, there's something good in this integration, in this assembly, in that half a gram that someone brings and invests in the society, in the 10. There's no other way.
What do we want to come out of this assembly? That we will have a great common desire to be similar to the light.
This excerpt now, it speaks of levels and depth. Everything begins from the level of the still, then it goes to the vegetative, animate, and so on. First of all, come. Then you'll scrutinize why you came here, and so on. You want to advance, to grow. Then why? You begin to develop that why until it reaches the degree of Adam, of Adam.
Yesterday in the meal I heard that what was very unique about Rabash, what Rav took from him very much, is this issue of persistence, perseverance, and devotion. And we should be going that way too. That even if I, whether I remember if I came, or whether I came, and I don't remember why I came, right now I have no goal, but I just came. The most important is that we will always come and always assemble upon whatever our will to receive is showing us, manipulating us.
Absolutely. Anything but to leave. To always be here with the friends, with the society. Sometimes a person gets up a little twisted around. But if he's with the friends in the environment will straighten him out, will affect him and give him the power to advance.
Yes, from morning to evening and during sleep as well, in bed, I don't know, and also in state of death. Each and every moment we should be preoccupied only with this, only with the building of the connection between us and the revelation of the Creator between us as much as we can. And this is actually a strong milestone in the day, in the morning lesson, when we come to actually draw the light, to make any effort for annulment. It's actually easier now to some extent with Rav and the sources. One more thing, we should try to feel the European Kli, which is what we have now before us. This is our effort right now, and it's quite a mystery still.
Where did Europe go? This question, why did I come, can have all sorts of answers according to the situation. In practice,
Leh ragi ba'boker chasdecha, ve'eh.